This is an IELTS Energy bonus. We hardly believe our app is on Android.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We cannot be any more excited about this app. Our All Ears English app is finally available for Android users. Find out about this today and learn about one word that students always use incorrectly on IELTS.
Aubrey, we have some most exciting news today.
Yes, it's so exciting. And I'm excited for everyone who's subscribed that gets to hear this bonus because this is epic, you guys. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
Literally years. Literally years. Guys, here's the big news, okay? All Ears English, our app is finally available for Android users. And, okay, Aubrey, you are one of the lucky Apple people who have had access to this incredible app for years, as I said. And now, guys, all of you out there like me, Android users, we can finally access the All Ears English app and learn the most in like 10 minutes possible at any time just with our phones.
I know it's been so unfair that it was only available on iOS so far. We've been working on getting it to Android for a long time. There's so much that goes into creating an app, you guys, but we have been on it. And this app really is amazing. You get to follow along with the transcript, and we have vocabulary that is pulled out, defined for you so that you can create your own personal power vocabulary list as you listen. It is the best way to listen to the podcast.
It's so cool, you guys. So it is just for the All Ears English podcast, right? So IELTS students out there, maybe you're hearing this and you're like, how does this help me? I am only about IELTS right now. Okay, fantastic. What do you need to pass IELTS? You need amazing listening skills, right? What if you're going for that PR? You need a listening 8 for Canada, right? You need to improve your listening skills, obviously. And as Aubrey said, the vocabulary, I think, is like the most massive benefit for all of you IELTS students out there. So we are going to teach you a little bit of vocab today, clear up something that we hear students make mistakes in all the time. But just to let you know about this app, guys, you can try it out for free. There's a free trial in there, guys. Check it out. I can't wait for you to see this. As Aubrey said, as you're listening to the All Ears English podcast, the transcript is moving on the screen. So you're listening, you're following along with the transcript the whole time. And for words we know that will help you a lot, these are words that we pick out and highlight for you. And then you choose from these key words if you want to add them to your personal power vocab list. And I gotta tell you, we have more exciting developments for this app in the future as well. So definitely hop on now, allearsenglish.com/Android. Go try it out, guys. It's incredible. So what are we talking about today for vocab?
Yeah, so we want to highlight vocab here because that's such a huge benefit of the app. And there is a vocabulary word that we've seen a lot of our students use incorrectly. We want to help you guys avoid this pitfall in the future. And this is the word hardly, which I just saw the other day. A student used it to mean firmly. They were saying, I hardly believe that this is the case. And what they mean is, I firmly believe this. And you can see how you'd look up in the thesaurus. And I could see that it being there because firm and hard are synonyms for something being hard, but firmly and hardly are not synonyms. You cannot use them as parallels.
They're almost antonyms when it comes down to
exactly.
it. You know what I mean? So here's where the tricky thing comes in, because hard as an adjective That can mean firm. It could also mean difficult. Like, those are synonymous in a lot of situations. However, guys, when we change that to an adverb, when we start saying hardly, it completely changes the meaning. It means almost not at all. It means like almost nothing, right?
Exactly. So if you say, I hardly believe this is true, you actually mean you don't believe that.
Exactly.
Like, I don't really believe that at all is what that means.
Exactly. And I have heard a lot of students mix this up with the word difficult as well, because hard, again, it's not just like, you know, like solid or whatever, like firm, right? It's not just that. It can also mean difficult, and we use that very commonly all the time. But guys, like, difficult, it's not the same as hardly, right? Again, hardly just has one meaning, to mean almost not at all. So if you say IELTS is hardly, like, that doesn't make any sense. And I have literally heard that sentence word for word. It makes no sense, guys. Nothing can be hardly. Like, you can't, it's not an adjective, first of all. And it doesn't mean difficult. Okay. So take that out of your brain right now.
In fact, do not, guys, this is the best advice we can give you today. Don't use the word hardly on IELTS at all.
Yeah,
because it's such a specific meaning, and it's so easy to misuse it as trying to think it's a parallel for firmly or difficult. So I highly recommend just don't use the word hardly.
Agreed. 100% agreed. So guys, remember, if you are looking to improve vocab, and I know every one of you listening is agreeing with that statement right now, who studies another language and does not want to improve vocab, like, that's impossible. Guys,
it doesn't exist.
If you want a 7 or higher on IELTS, you must be able to use natural language. And yes, vocabulary, like we're talking about today, specific keywords, for sure. Informal vocab that other students do not use. This vocab you can get from the All Ears English podcast, the General Fluency podcast, guys. It has everything you need to become more native and natural, which you must be for a 7 or higher on IELTS. So dig into this app, guys. It is the best companion for IELTS students. Check it out, allearsenglish.com/android. And iOS users, we're not forgetting about you. You can go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get that app, or just look in the app store, you know, All Ears English. We're easy to find.
There you go. Either way. Yes. I'm so excited for all the Android users that can finally get the benefits of this app that we've had on iOS for a while. So yes, guys, congratulations to you.
I'm taking that personally. Congratulations to me. I finally get to use our own app, and I'm stoked. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/android. Do it right now, and you could be improving your vocab every single day starting now. allearsenglish.com/android. All right, sweet. Thanks, Aubrey. Yeah. This is fun.
Thanks, Jessica. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.